This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's called the Real Name Policy. Facebook's had it in place since 2006. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the policy is there to protect us for transparency, to cut down on fake or spam accounts. Critics say, though, we should be able to use whatever name we want on the social networking site. Michigan Radio social media producer Kimberly Springer is here. We've been hearing now Facebook's been shutting out users who may not be using their real name.
Yes, because Facebook has three things at stake with this real name policy. The first is authenticity. So they want realness in their social encounters. And research has found that people value that in a social network, that they're getting an authentic experience. So the second thing that Facebook says is at stake is safety. And so they see using real names as an anti-bullying, anti-harassment measure.
And I can see that because, trolls can hide behind any old name and you have no idea.
Right. But the research varies on that. Mm. Some research says that people are less likely to harass somebody if they use their real name. But you can find research that says the opposite. So we're still out on that.
Okay.
And then the third thing would be, of course, money. This is the one thing that Facebook does not state is at stake. They need for you to have a trackable, consistent identity across social media so that they can target ads to you.
So we all remember when we're using Facebook, we're the product.
Exactly. You learned that lesson.
I have, which makes me kind of smile when I see people rant and rave about whatever policy Facebook institutes because it's their sandbox and they're selling us.
Exactly.
So this real name policy means exactly what?
Facebook had to make a distinction between real names and legal names because initially they just said, we want you to use your real name because people want you to be authentic. But then people had the counter argument that, well, if I'm being harassed, I might want to use a pseudonym on social media so that I can enjoy this space.
Sure.
So really, it's a matter of perspective. From Facebook's perspective, they're thinking about people who might perpetrate bullying. Mm. But then consumers are thinking about whether they're going to be the ones who are being bullied.
And this is not a new policy, right? But it's one of those things that it's been baked in there for a while and we just click accept and move on and we
exactly.
don't read it all.
and it's had to evolve because Google Plus had this problem when they came on the scene in 2011. And their users really pushed back against this real name policy. So they got rid of it after 3 years completely.
So what's happening in the real world? What's making people complain to Facebook?
This first came to my attention because drag performers, people who mm-hmm. perform drag on stage, wanted to use their stage names on Facebook. And Facebook was saying, no, you need to use your real name. And so there's a distinction there because they're performers. They could have a professional page. But then there are people who are transgender who might be transitioning into a different gender or a new identity. And so they want to change their names on Facebook as well. So now where Facebook has come down is to make this distinction between legal name and your real name. And they're saying, we want you to use your real name. So what is it that your friends call you?
Well, all right. Let's say I open up a Facebook page and I call myself Tsarina Empress Choo Choo. How does Facebook know that that's not my real name? Are they watching every page that's up? I mean, how do they know?
Things like Tsarina Empress Choo Choo or Batman, those are things that signal to them those are not real names.
And there are people watching this.
There's probably an algorithm watching it that mm-hmm. then flags it, that then deactivates your account if you do that.
Have people been asked to submit documentation of names?
Right. So then they've had to come up with these procedures where you submit your legal documents and they tell you can cross out and redact any sensitive information like social security numbers, etc. But, it's just this minefield of, government documentation, personal issues, commerce. It's a bit of a mess.
Is there a solution to this? Because I totally understand the idea of I want to know who I'm talking to. I don't want to be talking to somebody that I think is named John Smith and I mm-hmm. find out it's anything but. But I also understand if I am trying to duck a stalker or an abusive ex that I would like to enjoy my social media without having to worry right. about being tracked down.
It's tricky because like you said, this is a free service. This is their mm-hmm. sandbox. So, the alternative is to not use it and to maybe think about other ways that you want to connect with the people in your life. Because ultimately, Facebook isn't a public utility. It's not required in our lives. Neither is Google Plus. But there might be ways that you can interact with people on Instagram and still keep in touch with them. So I would suggest looking for alternatives to Facebook if that's your concern.
One of our producers, Mike Blank, said, how about if we just start a new social network, call it Fakebook, and it could let you stay anonymous.
I think that might already exist.
Well, so it's worth knowing if you are thinking of setting up a page or setting up a second page, it has to be a name that everyone would recognize you by.
Right. It has to be a legitimate, I'm doing air quotes, legitimate name.
Forewarned is forearmed. Kimberly Springer is Michigan Radio's social media producer. Thanks so much, Kimberly.
You're welcome.